Pat has a question on WGN. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Thank you for featuring this guy tonight. I love crime novels, so I've got a whole new author now, and I'm hooked just listening to him. He's so interesting. And I want to ask you, Doug, are your stories generally set in the Chicago area, or are they all over the place?
They're really set in Chicago and in the suburbs. That's the area that I find most exciting, and that I found most exciting that I was covering. I have an idea for a couple of stories that might take place someplace else. In fact, I ended one story in Kansas, where I used to live, just as kind of a shout-out to my peeps.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the action for all three of the stories, all three of the novels that I've published, take place here. The one I'm working on, number four, will again take place pretty much in the suburbs and the city.
Okay. All right,
well,
Pat.
Well, thank you, Nick,
all right,
a lot, because I'll look forward to getting my hands on these. Bye-bye.
Doug Cummings is with us. He is the author of Easy Evil, which is a brand-new crime novel that he has written. Was a crime reporter and a policeman here in the Chicagoland area for a long time. We have a text here from Washington, D.C. that says, is Harry Cork a composite of real people? Which is good, because I wanted to get into Easy Evil, tell us the story about it. But tell me a little bit about the character of Harry Cork.
It's so funny. He's really not a composite. I take that back. All characters that I've created probably are composites of people I know, and I think most writers are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You either consciously or unconsciously draw from the experiences and the characters and quotes that you meet in real life. Certainly the way that he's wholeheartedly dedicated to solving the case would remind me of any number of detectives or even just street cops that I've known who are absolutely dedicated to their work, which would be all of them.
Yeah.
So that's really not that's kind of cheating to say it's a composite of them.
Yeah.
But of anybody in particular, no. I think that just the fact that he put in that kind of effort, I was trying to underline the fact that that's what these guys do.
Mm.
You don't have to be on TV, you don't have to be on CSI to be a dedicated cop. The ones who are working the street every day are the ones who have the dedication. Harry's an interesting guy, I think, because as the book opens, it's not a big secret, he commits a murder. And whether you think that's right or wrong, it stays with him through this book and will pop up again to cause him problems in later books. And that's not what you'd normally find in a character who's the star,
yeah,
if you will, of a police procedural.
Yeah, that's kind of a risky move, Doug.
Yeah, well, you know, and at any point, somebody could come along as happens in this book and says, we know what you did. If you want to continue to investigate the case you're investigating, we don't want you to. And, you know, we're going to snitch you off if you don't back down. What's a cop do when he's confronted with that kind of situation?
Mm-hmm.